Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of this discussion of getting the most out of your fall and winter grazing, Extension Specialist Mary Dronowski focused on cattle performance with strip grazing. On today's Almanac, she'll point out some of the flexibility and benefits for producers with strip grazing.
The other part is not just having to, you know, start the tractor and have the cost of utilizing that tractor for feeding, but you also have like the manure side of things. And so in this case, you're not hauling manure, you're actually distributing that manure across that ground. You're letting the cattle do it. And so there's a cost savings and a labor savings there. And there is some decent data that shows that strip grazing will improve the distribution of nutrients. And so, you know, like if you're continuous grazing, they tend to go back to a location and they loaf there and they put more nutrients back in one spot. But when you strip graze, you kind of force them to spend time in each section of the field, and it seems to improve that distribution. So that's another kind of value add of the strip graze that we might not be thinking about. There is one study where they actually looked at strip grazing corn residue in particular. And actually, this was in Illinois. I know that here in Nebraska, Terry Klopfenstein did some work years and years ago. And the data kind of suggests that, like, by strip grazing, one of the positive things you can do, again, is kind of reduce trampling losses. And you can keep the nutrient intake more consistent, right? Because you're only allowing them access to that husk and leaf that you're allocating for that period of time, so they can continuously get a husk in their diet over time, which kind of works out really nicely. The downside is that, at least here, where we ran into trouble was that, like in January, if you get like icing events and you were strip grazing, you may not utilize all of that higher quality feed, like that husk, because you had to get off because the ice prevented grazing. So Terry kind of came to the conclusion that there wasn't really a huge advantage to strip grazing because of that challenge. But like this year, where we're expecting it to be drier and milder, ideally, I think you would see that you're keeping that plane of nutrition more level throughout the winter period, and especially in a cow who has an increasing requirement over the winter because she's growing that calf, there should be an advantage. And so the Illinois study kind of picked up that a little bit. They did see a little bit of improvement in body condition by strip grazing. If you have a lot of down corn on the ground, I mean, strip grazing can be your best friend, right? In addition to preventing acidosis, you can actually make good use of that grain rather than it just being an excess. Now it's a value add, and you can use it, of course, for those gestating cows, but there's also opportunity to do things like add value to your cull cows or graze your replacement heifers. And if you strip graze, you prevent the challenges in terms of burning out their rumen and that kind of thing while taking advantage of the extra energy. You would need to provide a little bit of protein to those developing heifers if you were going to try to make use of that corn, although you'd need to do that anyways, even if it wasn't downed corn on stocks. But yeah, I think strip grazing can be your friend in the corn residue world, especially with down corn.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.